There are two types of brunch that you have to be ready for. You have to decide which one you want. Of course, there's the all-you-can-eat glutfest where, there's a long steam table with all sorts of things, and you just go up and load up your plate and go back and empty the plate, go back and get a clean plate and fill it up again. People like that because you get a big bang for your buck and they get a lot of food, but I tend to prefer the a la carte Sunday brunch where it's just like it says, off the menu. And that's where the restaurant's going to offer something different than their usual. People often wonder why it's called brunch when they're open for lunch anyway. Well, it should be a different menu. It should offer both breakfast and lunch items, maybe some things that aren't on the regular menu.
What are your favorite a la carte restaurants for brunch?
Favorite a la carte restaurants? Paxia. And this is something that we're starting to see a little bit more of. But Paxia is one that does not only a Sunday brunch, but a Saturday brunch.
Oh, great. So I can sleep in Saturday morning, too.
Hugh has a nice brunch in downtown Orlando. I like the Tap Room at Dubs Dread, Park Plaza Gardens. And Bananas in the Mills 50 district has a gospel brunch, but you have to know that this is not your typical gospel brunch.
And can you describe that for me?
The women that you see singing the gospel are not really women.
Oh, okay. Well, that is a different gospel brunch.
But it is. It could be a lot of fun if you go with an open mind. You're going to laugh.
What are your favorite places for the all-you-can-eat brunch?
The best brunch in town still is at La Coquina at the Hyatt Regency Grand Cypress. Down by the Disney area. And what's different about this one is that everything is set up in the kitchen. So you've got the elegant dining room that is La Coquina, looking out over the little pond with the swans swimming around and the golf course beyond. But to get your food, you go into the kitchen, and they've got the stations set up around the kitchen, the cold seafoods, the salads, the cheeses, some of the charcuterie. And when you want your entree then, you step up to the chef's station, and they have usually four or five options for you. And it's prepared for you a la minute. So the chef does it for you right there.
So you can be sure that everything is going to be fresh.
Fresh. It's a very expensive brunch. I think they're up around $79 now. But they also pour a very nice champagne.
That's the high end. What about middle to low as far as how much you're going to spend?
Kind of an in-between. The Boheme, downtown Orlando, at the Grand Bohemian, they usually put out a very nice spread. And the advantage there is that they have a jazz combo playing.
Oh, that's nice.
Entertainment, which is always nice.
What kind of food would they offer?
Your standard, they're going to have the omelet station, so you can walk up and tell them what things you want in your omelet, and they'll make them for you right there. Usually a carving station, probably a roast beef, ham, pork, something like that, and all your array of salads and cheeses and shrimp. I'm hungry.
Me too. Thank you, Scott.
Thank you.